This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. High gas prices are hurting Colorado Uber and Lyft drivers. Michael Macher says he used to make up to $700 a week driving people around Denver, but he says those days are over.
We're not making any money. Like, it's to fill it up is like $50, and it's a little car. Yeah. So it's been very, very hard, and Uber has not changed any price.
Uber says it may increase fares if gas prices continue to rise. Macher says in the meantime, tipping is appreciated. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen visited the Denver Mint Friday to talk about the American Rescue Plan. That's the Biden administration's $1.9 trillion pandemic aid package.
It's undeniably true that communities in Denver and across Colorado, and indeed across the entire country, are better off today than they would be without the American Rescue Plan.
Yellen highlighted funding for low-income housing and small business aid for entrepreneurs in Colorado. She also talked about a program to recruit behavioral health care workers and child tax credits. And both the CU and CSU men's basketball teams saw their conference tournament runs end last night. The Buffaloes lost to Arizona in the Pac-12 tourney, while the Rams lost to San Diego State in the Mountain West Conference tournament. CSU should get a March Madness bid Sunday, but CU faces a more difficult road. This is CPR.